Like the stone artifact itself, this story may never have seen the light of day without a Jeff Davis Street resident who called police about a woman with a small shovel digging in people's yards. The culprit proved to be Nancy Yaw Davis, who grew up on this corner.
When I was about seventh grade, I had a pet deer called Fritzen. It was a fawn that had been rescued and brought to Dad, and he brought it to me, and we kept it alive for a while until the dog got it right on this corner.
Davis's father, Leslie Yaw, came to Sitka in 1923 to teach and coach at the Sheldon Jackson Training School. He became superintendent of the school in 1930 and president of the new junior college in 1944. Nancy, now 81, lived on this corner for 16 years.
And the Conway House, actually, this whole stretch from here to Edelin Street was owned by Kettleson. Mr. Kettleson.
It's significant that this place is alive with memories for Davis, even though we've met here to discuss something made by people long dead. Less than a stone's throw from the place where we're standing are petroglyphs, prehistoric rock carvings of unknown age and origin, right in the middle of downtown Sitka. So many people have lived, grown old, and made their own memories on this spot. For an anthropologist, finding a stone tool was almost unavoidable.
My line is, I came looking for my childhood marbles, and I really lost them that morning when I found this.
The object itself resembles a modern wood splitting maul or wedge, except it's got three faces instead of four. One end is squared off where you might hit it with another stone.
When they're flat on the top, that allows a platform then for flaking off and using or pounding, I think. But you know, intelligent guessing is what we're all capable of. But whether or not we can prove how it was made or what it was used for, I don't know. That's far beyond what I know from looking at a rock.
And it does look like a rock. The artifact is nondescript to the untrained eye. I would have walked right by it. Davis noticed it because it was a different type of stone than the gray wacky gravel piled all around this road project.
So do you want to go out in the gallery to the section of the exhibit?
Yeah.
Cool.
I want to see some stone.
Just a block away is the Sheldon Jackson Museum, owned by the Alaska State Museum. It's got a small collection of stone tools, several of which are obviously shaped to fit the human hand, and some that are a little rougher but bear a strong resemblance to the object Davis has found. Curator Jackie Hamburg thinks it might have had a utilitarian purpose.
And that particular one looks to me more like it's a striker, that you would use that to work other stone objects in order to create your tools. It's not as thick or as hefty as, you know, our wedges that we have here or the adze blades that are made from stone. But in order to make these kinds of stone tools, you are working with other pieces of stone, whether you're pecking or flaking or chipping away. So you have to have a really good solid rock to work with.
And it's by no means the first stone tool Nancy Yaw Davis has found in Sitka. An anthropologist by trade who studies living cultures, Davis has had archaeological training, and she's worked on many surveys and digs during her teaching career at Alaska Methodist University. In fact, 6 years ago, I met with her to see a Paleolithic tool she had found a few blocks away while working as the contract archaeologist on another municipal water project. But she's not the contract archaeologist this time. No one is. Judy Bittner, head of the State Historic Preservation Office, says understreet projects don't always require an archaeologist because the ground has been previously disturbed, even if a lot of objects are found. In archaeology, context is extremely important. The sediments, soil layers, and organic material that can be peeled back like an onion.
And if it's just sort of random artifacts or bottles and things that were part of the, detritus of the living population there, and you know what to expect, and you already have information from it, and you're not really going to gain new information about that settlement or the occupation or that time period in history.
Davis knows this as well as anyone, but she's still a little bit irked. She sees artifacts almost everywhere she goes and believes there is an important human story literally beneath our feet. Objects like this stone striker, though useless to archaeology in the strict sense, represent a cultural richness that modern society doesn't seem to fully appreciate.
And I think we should assume that there were people here throughout this magnificent area, and that there is evidence of them if we learn together how to recognize it.
And she wouldn't mind if the field of archaeology were a little less territorial.
And it's just a highly select, small group of people that have the privilege of being archaeologists. They're more general anthropologists, and I think we have more fun because we see a larger picture, a different picture.
Archaeologists have more fun.
I think they drink more beer than the rest of us know.
Yet another reason for Sitkins living near major sewer projects to keep the police on speed dial. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.